From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. More than 2.5 million homes and businesses in the Northeast are still without electricity this morning after a storm dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of the region over the weekend. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says the impact of the storm will be felt for days there.
We're going to have extensive and long-term power outages, and I'm advised that it at least initially looks like some people could be without power for as much as a week.
Some people tried on their own to keep trees off power lines, including Tracy Ross of New Jersey, who enlisted her daughter in a risky move.
Wires were pulling from the house. You could hear them snapping off the house, so I took an extension ladder and made her hold it while I climbed up the tree and tried to saw it.
Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio reports utility crews there are struggling to deal with all the power outages.
Mike Skelton with Public Service of New Hampshire, the state's largest utility, says part of the problem is this heavy wet snow came so early.
Trees are at a relatively weak state. They still have a lot of leaves on them, so you add that heavy wet snow to limbs, it's going to create a lot of debris, and that debris is going to come down on power lines.
Forecasts do call for weather to clear and temperatures to warm, helping boost restoration efforts this week. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
Dozens of demonstrators aligned with the Occupy Wall Street movement have been arrested over the weekend in Texas and in Oregon. In London, demonstrators have held talks with religious leaders to try to avoid any violent confrontation in efforts by authorities to clear a protest camp outside St. Paul's Cathedral. Richard Chartres is the Anglican Bishop of London.
Whatever happens, nobody wants to see this end in violence, because the worst thing would be to distract attention from some of the very important things that are being said.
Chartres interviewed on Sky News. Stocks on European exchanges are giving up some of their gains from last week today. The European Union is looking to countries such as China with large foreign exchange reserves to invest in a beefed-up fund to help deal with the region's debt crisis. But NPR's Frank Langford reports a commentary in China's state-run news service says China will not be what it calls a savior for the European Union.
China has more than $3 trillion in foreign currency reserves, and it will continue to invest in European sovereign debt. But Xinhua, China's state-run news service, says the world's second-largest economy cannot, quote, cure Europe's woes. China's welcomed last week's debt plan, but Xinhua says the EU must do more to put its own financial house in order. The commentary also suggested that if China offers any significant financial help, it'll be looking for favors from the EU in return. Xinhua commentaries are not policy statements, but sometimes give hints about official thinking here. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
NATO ends its 7-month military effort in Libya today, all operations set to be halted by midnight. This is NPR News from Washington. Qantas Airlines is flying again after an emergency ruling by an arbitration court in Australia put an end to a long-running labor dispute. Qantas had grounded all of its planes on Saturday, affecting tens of thousands of travelers. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says he's sorry for all the hassles caused by the dispute.
I want to apologize to our customers. We very much regret the inconvenience and stress that has been caused by this action.
The airline says it will take a couple of days to get stranded passengers to their destinations. The labor dispute began back in August when Qantas announced plans to restructure its operations and outsource some services. Military prosecutors in Egypt are ordering one activist to be detained and another released on bail, pending investigations into allegations they incited deadly clashes with soldiers during a Coptic Christian protest earlier this month. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports human rights groups are calling the military effort cracking down on dissent.
Human rights groups accuse the military of charging Egyptian blogger Ala Abdel Fattah and activist Baha Sabr to deflect criticism over the army's violent crackdown against the protesters. Egyptian military officials claim their actions on the night of the protest were in self-defense. Human rights activists say video showing Abdel Fattah throwing rocks during the protests could be used against him. He was previously arrested in 2006 when Hosni Mubarak was still in power. Critics charge what the army is doing to him now is no different. 28 other Egyptians are also in custody on suspicion of attacking soldiers. They and the activists will likely end up before a military court, which critics say violates their civil rights and leads to lengthy prison terms.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.